I call what I do the harmonically tuned piano because I have created my own microtonal just intonation tuning system. It's a unique system in the whole world based on natural principles of sound. So the tuning is based on the natural occurring overtones and it emphasizes pure intervals and resonance. But there's a lot of very small microtonal intervals in the tuning, so you hear a lot of very unusual types of effects which I would never be able to create the way the piano is normally tuned.
Now, for a listener who doesn't know what exactly does microtonality mean or microtuning, it sounds like you're using a microscope or something to fix your piano. Is it like that, or how does it work?
Well, yes and no, because the way the piano is normally tuned is there's what's called an octave, which is duplication of the same pitch, and it's divided into 12 equal parts. So it'd be like if you take a pie and you make 12 pieces of the pie. And that's a system that we've explored ad nauseum for the last 150 years. And to create the music that I hear and that I'm interested in exploring, I needed to alter this basic foundation of music itself.
So is this the tuning that Beethoven, Mozart, Bach used when they wrote their pieces?
Yes and no, because tunings have been in a gradual process of evolution for centuries. And most people assume that it is, but actually it's not. The tuning that Bach used, for example, was well temperament, and it was a subtle deviation from what we're using now. He was aware theoretically of what we were using now, but he considered it too homogenized, that every key would sound too much the same. And the tuning that he used, every different key had a different effect. So it was slightly different, although the notes were still like dividing the pie into 12 pieces, but the 12 pieces, some pieces were a little bigger and some a little smaller.
Well, that doesn't sound fair, though.
So the keys didn't sound fair.
Well,
it wasn't fair in the sense that certain keys sounded better than others, but those keys would sound purer than anything that you can get in today's tuning.
Can you describe for us what is the quality of a pure tuning versus our traditional tuning? What does this do that makes it sound more interesting to you?
Basically, where do the notes come from to begin with? They come from resonance. So if you sing one note or you play a low note on the cello and you listen very closely, you'll hear a whole series of other notes coming out of that one tone. This is called the overtone series. These are different places of resonance. Now, if then you tune a piano, let's say, to all these different overtones that you hear, you'll have what we call just intonation or pure tuning. However, if you do this, then you don't have the same kind of flexibility to be able to play complex jazz chords and, you know, move between one set of keys and another. So what happened is as music was gradually becoming more and more complex harmonically, and mostly in the 18th and 19th and, of course, the 20th century, these pure notes became compromised. So they'd make one a little higher and one a little lower until they became all equal, so you could play everything equally in every key. However, the disadvantage of this is you're compromising the integrity of the music itself. So it favored the harmonic movement of music and sort of an intellectual complexity, like, for example, with Bach, you know, writing a fugue. What you lost was resonance.
At points, it seems that when I was listening to a CD recording of your new piece, something is coming out of the piano and sort of floating around the room.
Now, what I'm after in my music is developing these complex, sustained harmonic resonances. So there are places in my music where you hear, people say that it sounds like you're hearing a whole orchestra coming from the piano. You hear French horns, you hear voices, you hear all these different types of instruments. And how is that possible? It's possible because I'm developing these very complex resonances where the resonances reinforce each other so much that the overtones sing out of the piano as loud as the notes that I'm actually playing. And I might be playing only five, six different notes, and it sounds like you're hearing the whole range of the piano.